Phil Nee has all-conference news today.
The Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference softball selections have been named. Prairie du Chien was the conference champion, going 8-2 during the conference year. River Valley was 7-3. Dodgeville, Lancaster, and Platteville all went 5-5, and Richland Center winless through 10 games. The first team All-Conference members from Dodgeville include Maggie White, a senior, junior Ava Lord, and junior Tommy Krubaugh. From Lancaster, Maddie Hill, a sophomore, Platteville senior Delaney Johnson, and freshman Michaela Schnering. Prairie du Chien senior Scout Hall, freshman Claire Kennedy, and junior Ireland Shaka. From Richland Center, junior Carly Meaden, and River Valley juniors Lydia Willoughby and Tessa Schluter are first team members. Second team All-Conference. From Dodgeville, junior Lily Weigel. From Lancaster, freshman Addison Morgan and junior Alea Jackering. Platteville junior Jackson Berengen. From Prairie du Chien, Rita Achenbach, junior, and senior Emma Abram. And from River Valley, juniors Lexi DeVinny and Leah Makarowski, and sophomore Brooklyn Stokes. The honorable mention Southwest Conference softball players, Vanessa James, a junior from Dodgeville. Lancaster seniors Abby Mergen and Lily Weber. Platteville's Gabby Key, a sophomore, and Alyssa Blevins, a senior. Prairie du Chien freshman Cameron Knapp and Reagan Hanna, a senior. Richland Center with two on the honorable mention list, including senior Riley Schultz and junior Chloe Darling. And River Valley senior Hannah Hegland is an honorable mention. The Player of the Year, Scout Hall of Prairie du Chien. And the Co-Coaches of the Year, Liz Steiner Hall of Prairie du Chien and Jane Briel from River Valley. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. And speaking of softball, the 2024 State Softball Tournament is being held today and going through the weekend at the Goodman Diamond in Madison, Wisconsin. And games that were played today in Division One in the quarterfinals, Kenosha Bradford beat Cedarburg by a score of 4-0. It was Watertown over Sun Prairie East by a score of 8-3. Kaukauna defeated Hamilton 9-0, and Milton beat New Richmond by a score of 2-1. So in semifinal action in Division One for tomorrow, it will be Kenosha Bradford against Watertown, and Kaukauna will be taking on Milton. Other games that are going to be played today in Division Four, a game going on right now, features Fall Creek against Coleman, and the winner of that game will take on the winner of the Cuba City and Auburndale game that is going to start at around 6:30 this evening. Also, another game that's going to be taking place this evening in Division 5, it will be Oakfield against Thorpe, and they'll take on the winners of the Pacelli and Assumption game that will be played tomorrow morning. After being swept for the first time this season, and because of the Philadelphia Phillies, the Milwaukee Brewers will have the day off today and will start a three-game series tomorrow in Detroit against the Tigers. First pitch for tomorrow night's contest will be at 5:40, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 5:05. Wide receiver Bo Melton is busy earning a permanent roster spot with the Packers after coming out of nowhere last season. Melton was signed off the Seahawks practice squad in 2022, but only played two snaps before emerging in the final three games last season. He caught 16 passes for 218 yards and a touchdown, and caught another scoring pass in the playoffs against the 49ers. His coach has noticed. Matt LaFleur talks about Melton's disciplined approach and how he is consistent on a daily basis. And the Bucks could take guard Dylan Jones of Weber State in the second round of the 2024 NBA draft. There's a connection with Jones. All-NBA performer Damian Lillard is his mentor. Milwaukee has the 33rd pick in the draft, and Jones is projected as a second-round pick. At 6'5 and 235 pounds, he could give the Bucks the big wing defender they need. Both Lillard and Jones played at Weber State, and Jones completed his college career last season by averaging 21 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists a game as a senior. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates.